Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning, good morning. Glad to be here again with y'all this fine morning, a beautiful day that the Lord has made. Thank you, all y'all that tune in each and every week, especially those, the fellers in blue, and also, that we got people tuning in from kind of all over, and some, my family, even from Alabama. I appreciate them tuning in, and glad to have you here this morning. And before I read the scripture, I want to go to the Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you this morning, Lord, just for all that you've done. God, all that you're going to do, and just how you've blessed us and helped us, God. Oh, Lord, how you've given us safety and peace, but God, most of all, that you have given Jesus for us, God, and that Lord, that you've given us and fixed a great salvation for us, and that you would give us this peace and this love, and God, that you'd want to have fellowship with us, and Lord, just what you've done. God, I just appreciate you this morning for all that you let us have and do, and then the good health that we're in and all. God, I just pray that you have your will and your way, and God, that you help everyone to grow thereby, God, that might hear your words this morning, Lord, just to get a little closer unto you, God. I thank you for it all. Lord, remember those that are sick. Lord, I just pray that you lift them up and help the lost, God. And I ask you to send laborers into the harvest, for the harvest is ripe and the laborers is few. God, I give you the praise for it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I wanted to read to you this morning. Don't know how this is going to go, because I kind of want to break it down a little bit. This is a really good scripture, but this is a scripture that you don't hardly ever hear anybody preach on. I hadn't heard anybody preach on it in I think some years now. I want to go to 1 John, the third chapter. 1 John, the third chapter. And there is, I would say, in a way, there's quite a bit of meat in this. But if you're out there today and you're really sincere wanting to serve God, you're going to want to know the truth. And the Bible said the truth will set you free, and you'll be free indeed. And we've got to know the truth. And if we just get to a place that, oh, well, we repented, and we feel good, we get a little love and joy and peace, you know, that's all great. But it's going to run out if we don't go further. We got to go further than just the love and joy and peace. And we're going to go through long suffering. We're going to go through these other things. But to get to where we need to be with God, we've got to press on. Amen. We've got to go across the Jordan. Amen. So if you will, you can turn with me there to First John, the third chapter. And we're going to start with the first verse. And it says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Behold, now we are the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that haveth this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteous is not of God, neither he that loveth his brother. We're going to stop right there, but actually we're going to start over again. I want to read that much there, but there's so much in just these 9-10 verses here that I believe we can preach on it from now on, really. But anyhow, I want to just go back, starting with the first verse. This is very, very important, especially if you have made a start, and it's great, you know, that you made a start, but we got to press on, or I can tell you that the devil will try to come and take away everything that you do have. Amen. It says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. You know, just thinking in what Jesus, or what God did by giving Jesus, and Jesus, you know, he was saying, I'll go, and what he went through, and the mutilation and the sufferings and all that he went through for you and I to give us an example of how to live. But he, God let him be offered up a sacrifice for you and I when we were yet in sin. Now there's no greater love than this, that he's, laid down his life for us. Amen. And that we should, he did it so we could be adopted into the family of God. This was our bridge to come across here that he made, that we could get to God. Amen. Is that Jesus had to come and that he had to do this. This is the love that he showed towards us. And it said that, therefore the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. You know, if we are popular in the world and all that, and we have followed along with the world, you know, we're at enemies with God. If we love the world or the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in us. But that's where the dying comes out. You know, you got to be dead unto the world and the world unto you. And you say, what do you mean by that, preacher? I mean that the world doesn't matter to you. You're not following along with the fashions and all the other things that the world's got to offer and trying to do like the world is. But you're going to try to please God and do his will and follow his commandments and love him. Amen. And you know what? You won't mean nothing to the world if you do that. They might call you a holy roller. They might, just say, them Jesus freaks or whatever. Well, praise God. I want to be a Jesus freak. Amen. You know, some people says that I'm a fool. You know, you might say, you're a fool for Jesus, but you know what? Whose fool are they? The second verse says, behold, now are the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. You know, that's a wonderful thing. I believe that we know, we don't know exactly, but you know, the Bible talks about that we're going to have a glorified body as like unto him. Amen. I'm going to have one of them, because the old heart ain't going to be able to stand it. Just the beauties that we're going to be able to behold in heaven. Amen. But in everything else, he's going to give us a body that's not going to hurt or rot or fall apart or anything else. We're going to have a glorified body. Amen. I don't know exactly how it's going to be, but I know it'll be like him. And you know what? That's going to be the wonderful thing. But he said, listen to this. He said, and every man that haveth this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. You're laying down everything that you know, that you're cleansing yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting in holiness and the fear of God. That's what you're doing. You took a new route. You changed your ways. Amen. And if you have this hope in you, you're purifying yourself even as Jesus is pure, without sin. Amen. That you've done away with the bitterness and the ugly and you know, all the wrongdoings and the transgressions and all the things that would break God's commandments or laws or statutes. You change, and amen, because you had this hope in you, and now you're purifying yourself even as he is pure. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for the sin is a transgression of the law. You know, there's no in between with that fourth verse. You know, that kind of takes away everybody says, well, I'm a sinner and I'm saved too. No, you can't do that. Amen. You can't be drunk and sober at the same time. You can't lie and tell the truth at the same time. And you can't sin and be a Christian at the same time. Despite I know that the whole world says, oh yeah, nobody can live perfect, nobody can do this and do that, and you know, you're only one perfect, and that was Jesus. You need to read your Bible, amen, because the Bible tells you that Job, even in his day, was a perfect man, amen. He told Abraham, he said, walk before me and be thou perfect, amen. And you know, we go along through even in Noah, he said Noah was perfect in his generation. And you know, how much more can we be? And you know, as Matthew 5:48 says, it says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. I know they've written all these other new Bibles, and if it don't say that, oh, they're going to say, well, that means mature. Well, I tell you what, we need to mature up today, and we need to own up today what's the truth. Amen. And Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life. But he said, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law, for sin is a transgression of the law. Now, I mean, that's just plain and black and white. It's wrong if you're doing it. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Jesus was manifested to take away our sins. He wasn't manifested to let us be justified in our sins, but we could be justified from our sins. Amen. In the world today, oh yeah, well they say, well, when he looks at me, he sees the blood. Now, I don't know what scripture you get that from, but you better get your, you need to get cleansed through the blood. Amen. You're washed through the word of God. Amen. And you're purified through the blood. Amen. And you're sanctified. And sanctified means you're holy. You're not living in sin. You're not practicing sin. You're not doing any of those things. Amen. And it said, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. So I want you to think about that this morning. If you know that you're doing wrong, it said he didn't know it to do good and doeth it not, to him it is a sin. And sin is a transgression of the law. We just read that. But it said that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. But whosoever abideth in him sins a lot. No, it said sinneth not. Sinneth not, that you quit. That's you without sin. You're not sinning anymore. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. So that just kind of counts out all them people. Oh, I know Jesus, and oh, I just feel him in the spirit, and this and that and the other. If you sin, you have not seen him or known him. You might say, well, this is crazy preacher's morning, but that'll be all right. Because if you say that you know him and you're in sin and you're in darkness, you're a liar, and the truth is not in you. Who is the truth? Jesus is the truth, and he's not in you. If you say, when you're in sin and you say that you're right, you're not. You ain't got Jesus in you. Yeah, amen. We got to wake up. We got to know this is a straight way. This is a narrow way that leadeth to life eternal, and few be there that find it. I want everybody to find it. I don't want them to go try to be leaving here on a lie, because you won't make it. Amen. That hell is where you'll lift your eyes. And people is got into a seem right way, but a way that seemeth right unto a man is death. Amen. That's the way it seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof is the ways of death. But it said, little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. Amen. The righteous is going to do righteous as he is righteous, and there ain't going to be no place for sin. You know, he tells us not even to give a place for sin. Don't give place to the devil. Don't listen to what he's got to say. And you know what? The devil may be talking in your ear this morning as you're trying to listen to me and say, oh, no, you can't do it that way. I can tell you, we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Amen. We can do what he says do. This is for us today. Amen. It just wasn't for them back yonder, but it's for us today. Jesus' blood still purifies, and praise God, we can be sanctified through it, through the Word, through the washing of the Word. Amen. We can be pure, and in God's sight, we can be righteous. We can be pure. You know, that's another thing. They don't, people don't even hardly say saint anymore. They don't talk about being saints. Why? And, you know, they've kind of watered down the word Christian, but they don't say nothing too much about saints, but that's what we should be, as saints. You know, you don't even hardly hear that song anymore about when the saints go marching in. You know, we better be prepared to go, because we don't know the date or the hour that the Lord is going to come get us. Amen. And we better be prepared for such a time and such a day that the Lord's going to come. But I want to read on now. This is good. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God is manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, if your Bible this morning don't read that in the eighth verse, he that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. You need to throw that away and go find you a King James version where you can read what thus saith the word of God. Amen. They might change it some other way around to make people feel good and justify them in their sin. But it said, he that committeth sin is of the devil. Now, that ain't from the book of Brother Tommy. That's from the book of 1 John, 3rd chapter. He that committeth sin is of the devil. I know some of you say, well, I'm not of the devil. I do so many great things, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. Well, let me tell you something. If you ain't doing the whole will of God, you're missing it somewhere. Amen. And you say, well, we just can't do that. We don't know it all. Well, you can do all that you know and then keep on studying. Be like Paul. He said, I die daily. The things that he come up against, he died out to. You know what? You can't help a thought coming to you that might be evil or something like that, an evil thought, but you can help what you can do with it. Amen. You know what? You ain't got to cultivate that. That seed might try to drop on you. Amen. But you ain't got to cultivate that seed. You ain't got to think on it. You ain't got to dwell on it. You ain't got to have part on it. You can do like the Bible says, and that you draw nigh God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Amen. We got to do that. We need to submit ourselves unto him, and we need to deny the devil. Amen. We need to refuse every thought. You know, it's kind of like this. You can't help a bird flying over your head, but you can keep him from landing on that head. Amen. And that's the way we need to do with the word of God. We don't, we don't need to let the devil come in here and put the wrong thoughts in our head, when the truth, it says it right here in black and white. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Now, some of you, they'll blow up this morning and be upset because they just think they're doing all right. I'm just saying, come up higher. Amen. Be free with God. Amen. Understand the word of God. Amen. That you can be made free, and that you can, have the benefits of God, and rejoice and love and just know him and the power of his resurrection. You know, so many people are doing. Deceived, going around thinking that they're saved when they're still yet in sin. They get a little blessing, one time, and then they try to ride it out on that blessing. But let me tell you something, if you ain't got the Son of God in your heart and life, you ain't going to be able to ride it out. Amen. We've got to come to the place that he takes up his abode in us. Some people think when they repent that they got Jesus in their heart. No, you repented of your sin, but there's something you got to do to go forward, to be born again. Some people think just because they repented that they're born again. No, you repented, you cut off that, and you started on the way. But we got to get to a place. The Bible talks about the house being swept and garnished. The devil walks through dry places, and he tries to get back in that house. He tries, and he don't just by himself, but he gets seven more devils wicked than himself to try to enter back in that house. people ain't even got to the place that they got it swept and garnished yet and gotten the devil all the way out. Amen. If we get the devil out, you're going to walk through some dry places, and there's going to be some folks say a fork in the road, and you got to take the right way. You say, well, I didn't go back to the world and this, that, and the other. Well, I know a lot of folks that's just as lost in church thinking they're saved, and those are ones that's most dangerous because they've let the devil deceive them, or they deceive themselves. Read the third chapter of 1 John. It'll tell you he that sinneth, or he that commits sin, is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. This is the purpose that the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil, that he might destroy the works of the devil in our life. Now, he done destroyed the works of the devil on the cross when he said, Father, it is finished. Amen. The veil of the temple was rent in twine. Amen. Breaking off from the old law unto grace. Amen. That we could live. We don't have to go back and sacrifice and have a remembrance of sin every year. Amen. But we could live and we could communicate with God ourselves. We didn't have to go through any other priest. Amen. That Jesus being our high priest, that we could get to the Father. Amen. He's the one that sits on the right hand of God. He's the mediator between us and God. Amen. But Jesus was teaching those disciples that there was going to be a time that they could talk to the Father themselves. Amen. Because you know, God don't, he don't look on sin. God heareth not a sinner. Amen. But if you be a worshiper of God, amen, the one that does his will, he heareth him. Amen. That's why we had to go through Jesus. But you know, you can get to a place you can talk to the Father yourself. Amen. Some people was wanting to jump that anyway, and I can tell you, some folks, they want to talk to Mary and all them other things. Amen. But we've got to go through Jesus. Mary ain't gonna, you know, that's a silly thing. I've heard somebody, a good friend of mine, tell me, said, oh well, if I pray to Mary, she'll carry it to Jesus, and Jesus ain't going to turn down his mom. I can tell you that I think somebody, when they come up with that, was smoking something, amen, or drinking something they wasn't supposed to. Amen, if you believe that, because it's a lie, and it comes straight from hell, amen. We got to, I'm going to try to get on to this next one before I run out of time, but in the ninth verse says, whosoever is born of God do not commit sin, for a seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. This is a huge verse right here. Amen. Whosoever is born of God, you got born again and you're born of God, he that is born of God does not commit sin. He doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. If you get born again and you get born of God, you've got Jesus living in your life, in your heart and life, and if he didn't sin when he was here, as the word of God says, he's not going to sin when he's in your body. He will quicken your mortal spirit. He will help you. Amen. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. Amen. But I'll send you a comfort, which is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Even the Spirit of truth. We don't have to go around deceived. He already told us, don't be deceived. Amen. And you know what? Right here it tells you, if Jesus is in your life, you're not going to sin. Amen. He that doeth righteous is righteous. All this whole scripture tells you about that you can't sin and be saved. Amen. It's telling us right here, if Jesus in your life, you're not going to sin. Amen. Because you cannot sin, because it's an impossibility when you actually get Jesus in your life. Amen. Because you got one that's guiding, and you made him the Lord and God of your life. Amen. And you're obeying him. Why? Because you love him. You know, he that love him, he said, if you say that you love me and keep not my commandments, you're a liar and a truth is not in you. You know, praise God, if we love him, we'll keep his commandments if we love him. Amen. We won't be breaking the his commandments. We won't be going against his will, but we'll be abiding in righteousness. Then it said he that have this open him purify himself even as he is pure. And we're talking about Jesus Christ. You say, can we be like Jesus? Yes, we can. Amen. Because he made it possible. He said we can do these things and greater since he goeth unto the Father. Am I Jesus? No. But can you have Jesus inside? Yes. Greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Now, if you don't believe this, you're going to have to take all them scriptures out your Bible. Amen. Or maybe you already got them changed some way, but I'm telling you, you better change and get the things right. Amen. Because nothing that's going to defileth is going to enter in the kingdom of God. There's nothing going to defile you. And some people say, well, we're just talking about our natural body. No, praise God. You won't never get that glorified body if you don't purify yourself even as he is pure. You're not going to get that, and you ain't going to enter therein. Sin is a transgression of law, and you will not go into the kingdom of heaven with sin. As a tree falls, there shall it lie, there will it be. Amen. You cannot go to heaven in sin. Amen. You know, I'm sorry, I'm just stirred about this thing. I don't want people to, there's multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of preachers on radios and televisions and in the synagogues or in the churches and things today, telling people that they can't help but sin, telling people that you can't live right, but Jesus came to let them live in sin like that and that they're justified through his blood. But I'm telling you, you better read the scripture for yourself, amen, and let no man deceive you. Amen. God's not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, also shall he reap. You abide and you hold to the flesh, shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you sow to it, amen. But if you sow to the Spirit, shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. There's a separation, amen. You can't feed sin, amen. You can't abide in sin any longer. If you're the Son of God, or you're abiding in the Son of God, and the Son of God is abiding in you. It says, in this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You know, that just sums it up. I know I only got just a little bit left here. Amen. But that kind of cuts out. I'm around people all the time that claim Christianity and all that, and I hear them with their foul language and words. Amen. But I can tell you that's not right, because amen, it just told us right there that whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Amen. You know, you didn't find him with guile in his mouth. Amen. And you know, if he's in your heart and life, you ain't gonna have no guile in your mouth. Some people said, oops, I let it slip. Well, let me tell you something, from the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh, and if it's in your heart, it's gonna come out your mouth. Amen. But if you got them good treasures in there, amen, ain't nothing but good stuff going to come out. If you got the ugly out, it can't come out your mouth no more, because you ain't got no more in there. Amen. I want you to think it over this morning and take it for truth. Amen. You've got to know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and you'll be free indeed. Remember this morning. Read it over. Read it over and over, all over again. And may God bless you this day.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.